shopping. It's certainly made an awful lot easier when there's only one choice. But as many former Soviet republics are discovering these days, more choice can also be confusing. Take a booming economy like Kazakhstan, for instance. It's already the world's ninth largest country. Now it's booming economically as well, leading, of course, to a boom in advertising along with it, which is just fine by the Kazakhs, as Alex Ritson told me from the capital, Astana.
Roger, I've been spending the day in Astana, which is the new capital of Kazakhstan. It only became the capital 6 years ago. That was when President Nazarbayev, the democratic president of Kazakhstan, decided that the capital was in the wrong place. It would be much better to have the capital right in the center of the country. And so construction work started on converting this regional town into this huge new city full of gleaming skyscrapers. And when you walk around, it's truly incredible. If you don't see a gleaming skyscraper, you see where there will soon be a gleaming skyscraper and a huge yellow construction crane putting one up. This is a city which is really the western face of Kazakhstan, in a country which on one edge borders Europe, on the other edge borders China, some 3,000 miles away.
So do you get the impression, you're talking about the economic boom going on in the new capital there, but do you get the impression this is getting towards being a developed economy? I mean, I understand, for example, on your flight out, it didn't seem quite like flying around Western Europe.
There's definitely a difference between the planes you fly into Kazakhstan, on which you can choose from a number of airlines from Britain. You can go on the Kazakh national airline, Air Astana, or you can go on British Airways. But once you get inside Kazakhstan, your choice is very much more limited, and the type of aircraft you fly on is very limited. The aircraft you'll fly around Kazakhstan on will tend to be ones which you don't tend to see these days in Europe, maybe the sort of aircraft that my parents remember more. Perhaps best to leave it that way for a description.
Did I hear correctly that they actually wrote out the ticket for you in your name? You didn't have a
printed ticket? Yes, it was a handwritten ticket stub, which I don't think I've seen since my childhood.
Right, so obviously it's a country in the middle of a big transformation. Now, what about the attitudes of the Kazakhs themselves to some of the apparatus, some of the byproducts of this development boom?
One of the real differences when you're walking around this city is just, for example, the lack of advertising billboards. You get used to seeing advertising billboards in London, in Europe, in any major American city. Here they simply don't exist in the main. A little earlier today, I went round and asked some people that I met in the centre of Astana whether they felt that they would be influenced by advertising.
Yeah, for example, when I was trying to buy a washing machine, I was thinking which one would be the best, and I thought that Ariston is the best company because that's what TV says.
Yes, of course, I think I do. When I see the advertising, I try to buy the products, of course, if it's good advertising.
Many advertisements, they're very colorful and beautiful, and for example, I watched the advertisement of shampoo and I won't buy it after this advertisement.
So that's interesting, Alex. Clearly that isn't quite the response you get to that question if you ask people in London or New York what they felt of advertising. I expect they'd say it didn't influence them at all. Now, what other changes have you been finding?
Of course, the big change for the Kazakhstan economy, 15 years ago it was just a satellite state of the Soviet Union. What they've got now, though, are two enormous oil fields beneath the Caspian Sea, the Tengiz field and the Kashagan field. Now, it's predicted that the oil reserves in these fields could mean that in 20 years Kazakhstan will overtake four or five members of the OPEC oil cartel in terms of its production of oil. And of course, Kazakhstan strategically is very well located. It can supply both Europe to the west and China to the east, both big users of oil. So we're going to be heading up to what's described by the president of Kazakhstan, President Nazarbayev, as the oil capital of Kazakhstan, the Houston of Kazakhstan. This is a town called Atarau. We'll be taking a look around there and we'll send you a report when we get there.